The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Someone is after getting in touch about Joe Biden on Hunter Biden's pardon. Be honest, if it was you, would you pardon your own son? I asked everyone in the office today and the answer was yes from all. Well, it is to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. We turn our attention now because Neil Stanage is with me. He's the White House columnist with The Hill. Very welcome to the show, as always. For people who are kind of only coming to this news for the first time today, what has happened? What has Joe Biden done? And remind us what Hunter Biden was in bother for.
So he was in bother for two related things. One was lying on a gun form when he applied to get a gun and denied that he was addicted to illicit substances, which at the time he was. And the second matter was related to tax charges. Joe Biden has pardoned him of both those offences and of any consequences to any other crime he may have committed between 2014 and now.
So now, I mean, was this expected to happen? Joe Biden, I understand, had kind of been fairly categorical. I am not going to do this.
That's right. I mean, that is what has really caused most of the controversy. Biden had been very emphatic, as had his spokespeople, that this was not going to happen. Now, I think people always had the sneaking suspicion that it might. I noted that text you read out from a listener to your show just now about would you do it for your son? But the cutting across the previous promises is the thing that I think is the shock.
And what is the assessment then on that side of the world as to why he did it? Just a kind of a sense that, well, listen, I'm done and dusted. My political career is at an end. I may as well do something for me and the family.
Yes, I think so. I mean, family is obviously very important to Biden. He talks about it a lot. He lost, of course, his other son to brain cancer, and it comes from that position of loyalty to the family. I do think on a political level, Kieran, it hands a fairly significant gift to Donald Trump, because now Trump can make various controversial pardons of his own if he wishes. And when he is criticized for those, as he will be, he can turn around and say, well, Joe Biden excused or pardoned his son.
Yeah, I see he's already kind of issued a statement in reaction to this, asking about the, how did he describe them? The January 6th hostages.
Yeah, I mean, I find that a fairly specious argument, but you're quite right. He's on social media making that case because he, during the campaign, was suggesting he would pardon people convicted of January the 6th offences. Now, in that social media post that you're referencing, he refers to it as being, I think, a miscarriage of justice. I don't have it exactly in front of me, but words to that effect. There's no real miscarriage of justice in January the 6th. People were convicted as part of for taking part in a violent attempt to overturn an election, and more than 100 law enforcement people here were injured in that day's events.
But not only that, it just strikes me, does this go back on a promise made by Joe Biden, and does it provide grist to the Donald Trump mill? But also, one of the arguments the Democrats have tried to make over the last number of years is that the Republicans represent, or certainly the Trump version of the Republican Party, represents a threat to democracy, in the sense that they will seek to undermine democratic institutions. They will try to bend the Department of Justice to their will. They've already tried to bend the court system to their will. I mean, this, to most people kind of watching, are not paying attention to the minutiae of politics day in, day out. They'll think, you know what, one side's as bad as the other.
Yes, exactly. And I think that is actually the central and most important point, Kieran. It really does undercut that argument that you have just referenced. Democrats, and Joe Biden in particular, had presented himself as the defender of democratic norms throughout American society, including the purported independence of the judicial system and the justice system from politics. That was why he had been so emphatic in the past about letting these cases take their course and saying he wouldn't interfere. Now, at the very last moment, he has interfered to pardon his son, and that sense that you talk about, one side is as bad as the other, of course, assists Trump in the end.
This is not unusual that kind of pardons would be issued in the closing days, but it usually is that, isn't it? The closing days of a presidential term. Is this relatively early?
It is relatively early, and there are a couple of potential reasons for that. One is that sentencing in one of Hunter Biden's cases was due next week, so the president may have decided to get out in front of that. The other thing is that Biden issued this pardon and immediately departed for a trip to Angola, which, of course, is not coincidental to drop that news just before departure. It means, among other things, that there are not White House press briefings while he is overseas. There will be some questions asked, but in a much less formalised setting. And Biden hopes that the heat at least fades from the issue before he's back in Washington.
All right. A little lesson there for politicians all around the world. A trip to Angola. Very bad news before a trip to Angola. Niall, thanks a million for joining us. Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.